Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode 268 for March 24th, and we're going to start off in 1765, when Great Britain passes the Quartering Act, which requires the 13 colonies to house British troops. And then in 1900, Carnegie Steel Company is formed in New Jersey. Its capitalization of $160 million is the largest to date. And then in 1944, German troops massacre 335 Italian civilians in Rome. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On March 24th, 1765, Great Britain passed the Quartering Act, legislation that required the 13 American colonies to provide housing and accommodations for British troops stationed in North America. This act was part of a series of measures imposed by the British government in the aftermath of the French and Indian War, or the Seven Years' War, to assert greater control over the colonies and to share the costs of imperial defense. However, the Quartering Act was deeply unpopular among the colonists and contributed to the growing tensions between Great Britain and the American colonies, tensions that would eventually lead to the outbreak of the American Revolutionary War. Many colonists saw the Quartering Act as a further encroachment on their rights and liberties. They resented the financial burden it imposed on their legislators and the imposition of having to lodge and support British soldiers in peacetime. This act was perceived as another example of taxation without representation, as it was passed without the consent of the colonial assemblies. On March 24th, 1900, the Carnegie Steel Company was formed in New Jersey, marking a significant milestone in the industrial history of the United States. With a capitalization of $160 million, it became the largest corporation in the world at the time, reflecting the immense scale and influence of the American steel industry during the Gilded Age. Founded by Andrew Carnegie, a Scottish-American industrialist and philanthropist, Carnegie Steel Company played a pivotal role in the development of the U.S. as an industrial power. Carnegie was a key figure in the rise of the steel industry, embodying the rags-to-riches story that became synonymous with the American dream. He was known for his business acumen, investment in cutting-edge steel production techniques, and his commitment to philanthropy later in life. In 1901, Carnegie Steel was sold to J.P. Morgan in a deal valued at approximately $480 million, leading to the creation of the U.S. Steel Corporation. This merger created the first billion-dollar corporation and signified the peak of the consolidation trend in American industry. On March 24, 1944, in one of the most tragic events of World War II, within Italy, German troops carried out the Ardennes Massacre, killing 335 Italian civilians in the Ardeatine caves on the outskirts of Rome. This brutal act was a reprisal for a partisan attack on March 23, 1944, in which 33 German soldiers of the SS police regiment were killed by a bomb in the Via Rasella, a street in central Rome. Adolf Hitler demanded immediate and harsh retribution for the Via Rasella attack, insisting on a ratio of 10 Italians executed for every German soldier killed. The order was quickly transmitted through the German military and SS command structure in Italy. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history. We'll be right back.